We're joined live once again here. Apologize about the technical difficulty by Teresa Tomeo from Italy, and also she's a Catholic talk show host, and we're talking about Jubilee here. Apologize for the quick interruption, Teresa, but can you tell us a little bit more about Jubilee year?
Yeah, sure. We were talking about the Mass that's taking place tomorrow at the Blessed Sacrament Cathedral in Detroit and the different pilgrimage sites. It's real easy to find out locally. Just go to aodonline.org/Jubilee. That's for the Archdiocese of Detroit. But a Jubilee year actually has roots in the Old Testament, and it's a very beautiful thing for Catholics and other Christians and also our Jewish brothers and sisters. And since the year 1300, it's actually since the 14th century, the Catholic Church has been celebrating it. It's an opportunity, really, that comes along every 25 years, and it's a chance for renewal and a chance for beginning again. And it's a beautiful thing to take part in. And again, you can do it locally, or if you want to do something really in addition to local activities, really fun and exciting, get on a plane and head over to Italy, which is beautiful.
So a Jubilee year, is this something that happens every 25 years in that order, or does a pope kind of pick and choose when a Jubilee year is ushered in?
Well, since the beginning, when they started this, of course, as I mentioned, it goes back to the Old Testament and Leviticus, but the church began their involvement in the 14th century. Normally, the pope does choose, it's every 25 years, but within that period, he can choose an extraordinary Jubilee year. For example, there was a special Jubilee Year of Mercy back in 2015. So it depends if the pope can choose a special Jubilee year, but the actual official Jubilee years are every 25 years in the Catholic Church.
What's really special about those pilgrimages to Italy during a Jubilee year?
Well, what's really neat is that you get to walk through what we know as the Holy Doors. So most of the activities for the church are based in Rome. The major ones, for example, on Christmas Eve, the Holy Father knocked on the doors of St. Peter's Basilica and opened not only those holy doors, but opened the Jubilee year. And just the other day on Thursday, he actually did something very unique. He opened holy doors at a prison outside of Rome. And then he'll go to the other major basilicas, including St. John Lateran, St. Mary Major, and then also St. Paul outside the walls. But in all the dioceses and archdioceses around the world, Luke, they're going to have special events and masses like they're having here in Detroit. So there's no reason why anyone, if they're interested, and whether they're Catholic, I mean, and anyone is welcome, and that's the whole point of a Jubilee year, all are welcome, to go to some of these beautiful churches like in our own backyard that we don't even take advantage of. Sometimes it takes someone to remind you of the beauty you have in your own backyard. Our basilicas are gorgeous, and even some places unique, as I mentioned earlier, as a Blessed Solanus Casey Center, which is so special to so many Detroiters because of Solanus Casey. So I would just say wherever you live, even if you're outside of the Archdiocese of Detroit, maybe you're in Lansing listening or Toledo, check what your local diocese is doing. And then maybe think about taking a pilgrimage because it's really a beautiful thing to do, to walk through those churches and to be a part of this event, especially in Italy.
Teresa Tomeo joining us live on WWJ this morning. One more before we let you go. Do appreciate your time. This is a Jubilee year, like you mentioned, otherwise known as a year of hope. And I'm wondering about the timing of this. Lots of uncertainty at home with the current political battles that are being fought and the economy and with wars going on overseas. Do you think this is an important time to celebrate a year like this, a year of hope?
I think it's really needed, and I think it's great wisdom on the part of the Pope, Pope Francis, trying to bring people together. He's been talking a great deal about the wars going on in the world, including, of course, the Middle East and Ukraine. And it just reminds us of the importance of coming together and not being against each other, however we feel about politics, and to be hopeful, always to be hopeful, and to support each other. And this is what is so beautiful about the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church, the word means universal. And so the Pope is opening this up to everyone around the world. And I think it's something to think about. And if you are a believer or pray or whatever your spirituality is, to think about having hope and never giving up, because we do still live in a beautiful world. And many of these churches and places express that in such a great way.
Teresa, thank you for a few moments this morning. Thank you for your time, and Merry Christmas, and have a Happy New Year as well. Appreciate this.
Same to you. Thanks for the opportunity.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. A little bit late to traffic and weather together. Marty Buffalini is still here over in the 24-hour traffic center.